We're beginning the second parak of Erevin, Osin Pasin. We're going to be beginning with talking about Pase Biro. So Osin Pasin Biro. So you put up these Pasin, these boards for wells. So now let's. So what exactly is that? So here I'm sure going to share a screen because diagrams are very helpful for this one. So I hope everybody can see on the can see the diagram here. So here, so now we're gonna read the Mishnah. We're gonna line up all the elements in the picture that'll help them make it make sense. So when we say Osin Pasin Biro, so it's Arba Diyumdin Nirin Kishmona Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says what you do is you put up four corner posts. So those are the four corners that are each, you know, an L or gam because is how it, the Gemara slash Rashi would explain it because they use Greek letters. They don't have English letters. Right? So that would be the shape of an L, like on the corners. That way you get two that are actually eight. So you get four that are eight because basically each of them are sticking out into multiple directions. Okay? So there's four posts, there's four corners that makes for eight total. That means that it ends up effectively being eight because each of them extend to reach other ones. So Remeir Omer Shmona Nirin Kishnemasar. So Remeir says that you have eight, meaning you get the corners as well as the post in the middle. Right. So the machloka between Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda is whether or not you have this this post over here in between the corners. So Arba Jimdim or Arbab Shutim. So that means so his opinion is that you get four Jimdu, which is the corner pieces, and you get four flat ones. The straight ones simply are in the middle of them. So then when we're talking about both the corners as well as the flat pieces, how big are they? So Bohan Asarat Vachim Rahman Shisha Vavyon Kolshu. So we say that the size of each edge of the each board, whether it means the pshutim or the diumdim, is supposed to be 10 tvachim tall, 6 tvachim wide, and thickness of any amount. Ubenihem kumlosh deir bakot shalosh bakar yaveri meir. And how? And what's the maximal gap you can have? So, scrolling down a little bit, here we go. So it means two teams of cattle, each made up of three cattle.
Four.
Okay, so that ends up being six. Okay.
Four. How many is it?
Right, I think it's one, two, three. I'm not arguing the diagram. I'm translating the Mishnah.
I'm falling asleep counting cows, or is that the same as counting sheep?
Honestly, I'm not sure. But as far as the total number is again, that's the next opinion. The photos of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, which is out of four. So, but pretend the last one's missing. Okay, pretend there's only six.
In other words, don't have a cow.
Yes, don't have a cow. So, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shel Arba. Rabbi Yehuda says four. Okay? So, now when he says four, he says, Shurua, Falom, Utara, Achat, Nikmetzat, Lechat, Yetzait. So, it means that when we're counting them, we're saying they're all tied together. Meaning, they're a little tighter fixed in there, and then achat nichnasa v'achat yotzei, and one can go in and one can go out, meaning the amount of space being like just enough the way one can go in and one can go out, not, you know, like a huge gap in between.
Rabbi, so yeah. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda would need more cows because he doesn't hold by having to have the middle board, so he has more of a space to fill in as opposed to the other one where it said you have the board in the middle.
No, we'll get to the why that The space, the question is, what is efficient to make it considered to be a wall? Not necessarily the maximal gap in between.
Okay.
Meaning, as in, we'll get there. The Gemara will discuss this. Excellent question. But for now, they're just saying, what is the, between the two Diyumdin, what's the maximal gap? Not including the, not counting in terms of a praying board there or not. The Gemara will hopefully, we'll discuss this more at length, to say what's the total, you know, maximum. So mutar lakriv leve'er. So you're allowed to get closer to the well. Dovad shetehe par v'shav reba b'fnim v'shota. Okay. And so if turns about, when are you? How are you allowed to? How is the animal allowed to drink? So it means that there has to be a situation where most of the animal can get into the pastim in order to drink. Right, that's the minimum size. Report on max, when I talk about minimum. Okay, mutar laharza kol shu bavad shir bevasin. And in fact, you can even make it bigger than, you know, than the what we've been stating until now of the number of cattle. Just the difference being is that you'd have to put more posts up. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rod Beitz that time. And Rabbi Yehuda says you can even use the Pasi Biro to be until Beitz that time, which is, you know, 70 Amot and a little bit, that's 70 Amot and a little bit for our 5,000 square Amot. So Amru Beitz that time, El Lagina, El Karpa. Now, when they said that you have, so this is the case of so now the diagram of the adding many posts. The question is, when we're saying you're adding more, so what are we allowing that for? So that's not for Pasuk Yerol. That's talking about a gina and a karpov. So a gina and a karpov. So a gina would be a let's scroll down so we can see the here we go. So everybody can see the pictures. So we've got the, right, so a gina would be a garden, and a karpaf is a, again, this is also a large discussion which we'll get to the Gemara, as to what a karpaf is, but for now, we're going to use the definition of Rashi, that it's a large enclosure outside of the ear where you used to use for storage. Okay, so we'll get into more of the exact detail of what its features are later, but for now, we'll go with that. Rashi is based on stuff off the Gemara. It's not a place for you, it's not a house, it's just a storage area. Okay, so we'll get into that more later. Well, im ha'aya deer, but so that's when there's a limit. But let's say something was a deer, meaning a barn. Okay, so that's what you see here, right? Is this just, it's a storage. What would be a corral? That would be the less English word, corral. Sorry, I haven't been out west in a while, so a little rusty. Okay.
Not many corrals in Eretz Yisrael, I presume.
There are some. Oh, actually, here is the word. Okay, I'm looking at. Or it could be translated as a pen. Okay, uh-huh. I mean, it's a storage place for animals. I think just corral just sounds better. Okay, and then we've got a sahar, which is a stable. Omukse, right, which is a backyard, right? So, chatzer, which is the front yard, right? Remember, so in the old times, remember, the chatzer is the one that you used to use a lot. The backyard, you received a lot less use. For these, as opposed to for a gina and a karpov, which have a limited size, a beit satayim, these, a filu beit chamesh korin, a filu beit asar korin, mutar. But for these, there's no limit, right? Even 5 beit kor or 10 beit kor is still fine. Okay. Similarly, by all these enclosed areas, It's sufficient as long as you, like, assuming your gaps aren't too large, just keep adding more and more boards and posts in between, and then it'll be, boards, then it'll be okay. Right? Because we have the, again, because there's the zoomed in, and then there's the, so like in terms of making this type of wall, so it seems to be that as long as the gaps aren't too wide, it should be thoroughly usable. So now we're going to, we were talking a lot before about, the previous time we ran into positive URL was when we were trying to use it as a source for there being no limit on width. Here, so again, so here we got the pictures of SOAR, the front yard and the backyard. And again, with the front, again, when the ancient front yard bench was where they used to do a lot of things. Okay, so now, and then, okay, so yes, okay, so we'll leave this one up, let's this one up, and then we'll get as far as the details of the bureau, we will get to, and then I'll reference back to the relevant photos we get to. Okay, so again, so we were, last time we had patch bureau, can we try to use that as a source for that it's okay if you have majority of the space that's empty as opposed to filled in, which we, you know, we're looking at our diagram, right? It very much looks like it's mostly empty, but we said, no, you can't compare Passive Bureau to anything else because Passive Bureau is a unique case. So now the Gemara is going to start taking apart the, what exactly is unique about Passive Bureau and comparing it with other things and see, when they overlap, when they don't. So, Lema Manid Lot Kasananya. So let's say that our Mishnah is not like Kananya. The Tanya. As said in the bright, to osin pasim labor chavalan l'shira. So because it says in the bright that you make pasim for a bore like what we just did, chavalan l'shira, and you can make a wall of ropes for a encampment. V'chananya omer chavalan labor aval lo pasim. He says you can't do this thing with putting up the little corners. Rather, you have to do a proper wall out of ropes. Like we're talking about by a shera, by a caravan. So they would say, a few tamer chananya, bor lechud, be'er lechud. No, but kastuli chananya, because again, the word there was bor, right? So bor is a cistern, be'er is a well. What's the difference between a cistern and a well? Cistern is a gathering, is where rainwater gathers, whereas a be'er, a well, is tends to tap into an underground aquifer. And that's where the water comes from. So there's two different types of places the water comes of water sources. So you could
is one of the main differences that one where the water could dry up and the other it won't? Like
yes, the water is going to get into that soon.
Okay.
Very good. So you could the Amri Midalok Dani Chananya. So the thing is, but if he really said that, he should have said, like, since he didn't state that you do ropes for a cistern and boards for a well, Miklad Lachananya Loshna Bor Loshna Bear. Chavalan in Pasim Lo. So implies that he says for both, same thing, and you can only use rope walls, you can't use the pasin. So, well, lema man idin lo chananya. A few tem no. So this doesn't mean that it's not. I'm not like chananya. No. A few tema chananya. Lemay kama tanakama kama haderle. So maybe he was simply responding to the returns in kind to the tanakama in this statement which said bor. So maybe he really does hold by the air. So. So this Mishnah probably is not like Rabbi Akiva then. Because what does Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva states in a Mishnah, Echad be'er harabim, be'echad, sorry, this is the term of Tanakhama then. Okay, so, Echad be'er harabim, u'bor harabim, u'bor yachid, osin lehem pasi, aval bor yachid, osin lo mechitza, gvoa sarat vachim, be'er Rabbi Akiva. So here, Rabbi Akiva is stating that if you had whether it be a public well, a public cistern, or individual as well, you can do passin. But if it's an individual cistern, you have to actually make a real wall. The very big kiva, right? So mechitzas are tachim, but again, as we mentioned before, it's possible that you could do that with with Chavalim as well. So it seems that he's not, that he's got a problem with simply using Pasim for all Borot and Be'erot. So, the Ilu Hachachtani Lebirot in Leborot Lo. But here he seems pretty clear. He said that for a Be'er it works, but for a Bor it doesn't, right? So, you know, wells are fine to use Pasim, but not for cisterns. So, and now we get to Joel's point. So, a few tema Rabbi Akiva, be'er mayim chayim de psika, loshna de rabim loshna de yachid. You're right. So, that's why, does Rabbi Akiva say the difference between a well, between, what's the weird part about a well? That a well, whether it's an individual's well or a communal well, it'll never run out of water because it's, because it keeps replenishing itself. Loshna yachid. Right, so there wouldn't matter whether or not the well is a communal well or an individual well, it'll be fine. And then when it says it's bor, which is a gathered waters, as opposed to, meaning as it comes from rainwater. So, the lo psikale, so as in, lo ktani, so as in, on the other hand, we have that of the bor, which in theory could. So lema manidin. So right. So that's where we have our problem, right? And as far as why Rabbi Akiva differentiates the differences between a right. So a bor of rabim ad right. So we would be more lenient with also because odds are you're not going to end up using it a lot because it's not only yours, it's everybody's, as opposed to that of the yachid, which very well might run dry. Okay. So lema manidin lo kor b'yehuda ben baba. So let's say that our mission doesn't follow b'yehuda ben baba. None. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer, Enos in Pasin, Ela Be'er HaRabim, Bilvad. Right, so he says, only time you're allowed to use Pasin is for a public well, nothing else. The Ilu Hachachtani Libiraot, Loshna de Rabin, Loshna de Yachid. But in our Mishnah, it just says Biraot for all Be'ers. It doesn't differentiate. Filtim Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, my Biraot, Biraot to Alma. My Dim, right, so what he said that he meant, right, so, right, so he meant like, you know, the average well, which might be that of a communal one, and therefore it can still apply to his opinion. So ma jim din amarirmia, ben Elazar, what's the etymology of jim din? It's dayo amodin, sufficiently standing. Okay. So now we have a nice mnemonic over here, right? Dayo, lemenuda, shevach, zunit, nitkalkel, b'mida, shosha, siman. Right, so this is basically a way to help you remember this, the coming Gemara. First up, so what they all mean, we will see in just a moment. Okay? Satnan, tanahatam, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol hashitin, turin, chutz, min hadifra. So now we're talking about right, the shitin, right? So what are shitin? So Rashi says shitin are types of mene ta'anim ra'ot. They're types of bad figs. So right, so we're talking about saying that they're patur from and what they patur from Rashi min admai kivan de ra'ot hen v'lo chas alayu amaretz v'yisra. Basically, so it says these things are, so which things don't, this is an item we don't have to worry about for Dmai, is these bad figs. So why is that the case? Basically because the Amarets wouldn't, therefore, since it's so not so valuable, they'll do Truma's Masters because they're not worried about, you know, something going wrong. They're like, oh, I'll do it because it's not worth that much money anyways. What's the big deal? People tend to cut corners when there's a lot of money involved. There's nothing at stake. People tend to, you know, they'll probably be more scrupulous. So chutz min ha-diofra, except for that of the diofra. So what's right? So diofra is a region and as well as a type of fig. So those are the fancy ones. So if with those, right, so with those, there's, you know, right, so what is the diofra? So, by diofra, amar ula, ilan as ose, Dio, Dio, Perot, Hoshana. So now we're continuing to talk about like we were doing before about, again, etymologies. So why is it called a Dio Farah? Because it does do double the fruits. Okay. So next we have Amar B'Yemir Ben Lazar, Dio Pertsuf Panim Hayalo Adam Rishon. Again, not anymore. These are the word Dio. So we've got the that we said Adam Rishon had two faces. Shenemar Achor V'Kadim Sartani. Right. So backwards and forwards have been created. Dio Vayiv and as well. And that's the pasuk in Tehillim. And then we have the pasuk in Bereishit Perek Bet that Vayiv Hashem Elohim et Atzela. And then he took it to Atzela and built. And then basically, God built out from the man's rib, the woman. So, Rav Shmuel Chad Amar Parsuf, V'Chad Amar Zanav. So one says that means that he had two faces, right, or potentially two full bodies, and or that he had a tail. Pishlamon Mother Parsuf Hanuti V'Chor V'Kadam. If you want to say that he had another face on the other side, that makes sense, right? Because that's why it says, forward and back. Right, El Elamanda, but if you say it's Elamanda Zanav, you say it's a tail. My Achor Makedem Sardani. But if you want to say that it's a tail, what does that mean? Front and back have been created. Are you informed me? Like, what does that mean? So, Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yami, Dam Rabbi Yami, Achor Lamas Ereshit Makedem Laparanu. So, what is this Achor? So, what is this the pasuk tail referring to? It refers to that Adam Rishon was created at the end of Ma'aseh Bereishit, he's the last thing created, but it was currently before he was punished, before he kicked out. So that's that moment in time. That's why it's called Achor B'Ken. B'Shlamachor Ma'aseh Bereishit Lo Ibre Ad Ma'aseh Shabbata. So I understand the logic that he's saying that he's the last thing created because he was, created right on the sixth day right before Shabbos. On our Shabbos. So, Ella, Makedem Laporna, Mai, what do you mean by before the punishment? Elaim, Mishum Kalala, Habachili, Kalel, Nakash, Lasabni Kalakala, Lasabni Kaladam. So, if you're saying that it's, in terms of the ordering of the punishment, well, then that doesn't work because he's not the first punished, right? He's actually the last one punished. So, what do we mean when we say that it's Kedem Laparna, so Kedem, we not like, so that sounds like he's the first. So how do you explain that? That Ella Lamabel rather means that he is that man is first for punishment in terms of the Mabel. The Yotiva is what he says, in Perak Zion, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Abreishit, Vayimach, Akol Yakum, Asher Al Pnei Ha'Adama, Me'adam Ba'ad Be'ema. So there, when it says that God wiped out everything that was standing across all of the earth, and it says from man to animals. Therefore, there, that's where man got his just desserts and was punished for. Bishlamah Ma'adam Parzuf, Ha'am Zuchtiv Vayitzer, Treyudim. So I understand if you want to say that there's a, that you say that the man was created with two faces, right, that Eve was originally the face of the side of Adam. Right, so that makes sense. I know you say Vayitzer with two yuds. Elamand Amarzan of my Vayitzer. But why would you say Vayitzer and God created with two yuds, according to the opinion that Adam was created with a tail? So how do you explain that? So get Rabbi Shimon and Pazi, Dama Rabbi Shimon and Pazi, Oili Miyitzri, Oili Miyotzri. Right, so what is the purpose? Why is there an extra yud to teach you this drasha that woe is to me for the fact that for my evil inclination, as well as woe to me as in it's bad for me that I do the wrong thing. Right. So it's basically my yitzer and my yotzer are always one of them will be upset at me. Right, because either I'll be doing what the Yetzer Hara's right or God's right. One of them gonna be angry at me. So either way, somebody's gonna be upset. So,
are we saying that the two yuds here is that He had two Yates'ers, one Yates'er Tov, one Yates'er Ra. I'm
saying to teach you that there's a Yotzer there and there's a Yates there, right? There's the person who created you, God, and then there's your own, you know, inclinations. So then both of them will not be happy.
Okay.
So you have to bear in mind the two Yates'ers, or the Yates'er and the Yotzer. So now we're continuing on with the question of was Adam Rishon created with, you know, two faces or with two bodies, meaning man and woman put back to back, or if about the tail again. So now we're continuing on with the with more psukim, trying to figure out which one of these makes more sense. Basically, along the parts of Hanu Dutziv Zachar and Nikiv Abraham. If you want to say that they have, you know, that back to back or two faces, that works very well. When it says male and female, they're created as one thing, as male and female. Alamanda Amar Zanav, my Zachar and Nikiv Abraham, but if it's just a tale, what on earth does Zachar and Abraham mean? The Rabbi Abba, as Rabbi Abba states, the Rabbi Abba, Rami, as Rabbi Abba used to do with Darshan, he did say, Zachar, Unikiv Abraham, Uti, B'Tan Lokim Barotam. Right? So it created male and female, as well as God created male and female, as well as God, as in the image of God, they were created. So, B'tchila alta b'mavshav l'vrot shnayim. Initially, God wanted to create two. L'asav lo nivra alacha. God initially planned on creating two. Maybe God originally planned to have the back-to-back. But in the end, he only created one. And that's why, since it says in the end, it says, barau b'tselem, which is, it also barau to singular. So therefore, in the end, you can't say there was a pairing created, or the language there should reflect that. So another one. So when the Pasuk says, and it calls the flesh in its place, that makes sense according to either the two-headed option or the, you know, back-to-back one, because God had to add more flesh. But if it's created from a tail, then what on earth is closing up the flesh in its space? Because, you know, there's not much that God's got to fix either on the side of Adam or of Chava, but for closing up, I guess just, you know, tails a little hole. It's not a big deal, right? So Amar Zvi, Tamer of Yirmiyah, Tamer of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Onisukra El Makom Chataf. You're right. So the answer is that's enough. That little hole is sufficient. Like, that's what's referring to. Not referring to, you know, constructing the entirety of Chava's body around, or they're back to back. You know, like removing the entirety of the whole backside. But it's but instead it's talking about the point of the incision. Okay, now we're gonna say maybe there's some cases where there's enough is an easier explanation, because what says that God that God built woman, so then if you start with the tail, that requires a lot of building. But if Adam and Chava were originally back-to-back created beings, what is God, you know, building? It's already there. He's just, you know, separating it. So I look at Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, Darish, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, Vayivan Hashem Elokim et HaTzelah. And so, according to the Pasuk, that God built up the Tzelah. So, Melamed, Shekilak, Rosh Baruch Hu, Chava, Vayivan Adam Rishon. So that teaches us that Hashem braided Chava's hair and brought her before Adam HaRishon. Shekin b'kreche hayam korein l'kleta b'niyenta. And that, because in some foreign countries, the term for braid is b'niyenta, is building. So, which also that, you say that also makes sense. On another side is that also sometimes if you can actually, if you're using a braid, if you're using braid in your hairstyles, they actually do look like you actually built something. For more on that, please see a hairstyle. That's not me, but I have seen interesting hairstyles using braids. So, another option. What do you mean by how do we explain the Vayivan point? Vayivan Hashem Elokim, Amar Chesta, Vamri Lama Nid Bemetitana, Mamed, Shemnach, Rosh Barachu, Lachavak, and Binyan Otsar. Right, so, what does this teach us? It teaches us about a manner of the way the woman's body is created. It's created like a storehouse. Ma'otzer zerachav mamata v'katzar milmala. Just like you're building a storehouse, being wired right on the bottom and then narrow at the top. Hilakabela perot in order to better store the fruits. Similarly, the shape of woman is also, more again. Let's say the man is viewed as either as a triangle or as an apple, right upside down triangle. Whereas woman would be more in the pear shape, wider on the bottom, because better to better for childbearing. Right, it's because to hold the fetus. So that's why, men was by their shape differently. So, Darwin stole from here. Right. So then we say when God brought her to man, right? When Hashem brought Chava together with Adam, Melmech, Asak, Yosh, Baruch Hu, Shush, Vinot, La Adam, Rishon. So this implies that, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was basically Adam Rishon's best man because he brought him he brought his wife to him. Mikan LaGadol Sheaseh Shush Benit LaKatan V'Al Yirelo. Here we learn that a great individual should be serve as the best man for somebody who is lesser, and he should not feel bad about doing so, because God was the first best man, so it's a seat of honor. Okay. Well, Mad Amar Partsu of Hai Minayu Sagi Bereisha. And the person who says that it was that Chava was the we have the either the two faces or the back to back bodies. So Hai Minayu Sagi Bereisha, who would so which way was front, which way was back? So Amar Bernachum Meisach Mistaber DeZachar Sagi Bereisha. So he says that men walk first, Tanya. Lo yalech adam achorei isha v'derech. As stated in the breast, that a man should not walk behind a woman in the road, but feel isha, even if it's his wife. Right? And then, nizdam na al hagesher, islakel sadin. And if it happened to be on a bridge, you should go off to the side. Right? So that way she's not standing behind her. But call over Achora Isha Benar, Emo Khan Bamala. Anybody stands behind a woman, they have no portion in the world to come. So anyway, as far as Lakamasa nowadays, there is no problem walking behind a woman in normal times. You won't have to cross the street or cross the other side of the bridge. That's not necessary. Also typically dangerous thing to do nowadays. Because if you start trying to do that in front of oncoming traffic, that's going to kill you. And as far as the last point of why you can't go after a woman in the river, so important thing to note is that back then, in order to for women to walk to cross the river, because they didn't want to have their clothes get ruined, and they used to only wear one cloak, right, or one large robe. So that when you got to the water, everybody would lift up the robe in order to cross the river. Depending on the height of the river, if you're walking behind a woman, that could be very indecent. So you should make a point of not walking directly behind a woman when she is crossing a river. Okay. Tanar banan ham marza ma'od liyisha miyadol liyada o miyada liyado bishvil she's takal ba. Okay. So now we're gonna have more cases of the interactions with women, and so this is if you are counting out money for women, like you're putting it in her hand or the reverse, in order to look at her. Meaning the reason why you're doing this is not because you're trying to pay her, but because you're trying to get some benefit as a voyeur from the process. A few domo Moshe Rabbeinu Shekibel Torah Harsinai Lo Yinek Kimedina Shalganu. If you had done this act, even if you had been like Moshe Rabbeinu, who is worthy of accepting Torah Misinai, you will never be able to be clean of this of going into hell. But Lava Kutu Amer Yad Liyad Lo Yinek Ra, and this is what the pasuk initially states, that from hand to hand evil shall not go unpunished. You'll never be cleared from Gehenna. As a side note, so a lot of the times when you see this very harsh language, it's always important to try and differentiate whether or not this is a polemical statement trying to give you to teach you that you should be very careful of it, but not necessarily to be taken literally, because it would be very hard to say that somebody's actually going to definitively go to hell without any potluck or tshuva for a single act. Amar Rav Nachman, Manoch Am Haaretz. So Rav Nachman says that Manoch, father of Shimshon, was an Am Haaretz, meaning he was somebody who didn't know anything. It says that Manoch got up and he walked after his wife. So if he'd known the proper reading, you're not supposed to walk behind your wife. So he doesn't know anything. So Matgiv le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak El Miata Gabe El Kana. Rather, we should learn it out from the story of we should learn what to do from Elkanah. So what did Elkanah, father of Shmuel? So what did he do? But didn't Elkanah do the same thing? So right, we also see that Elisha also followed after the mother of the child who had been taking care of him. Sorry, this is talking about the story after Elisha had been taken by a woman, and then she had her son had died. So then afterwards, this is talking about when he's going back when the woman came and is asking her and asking Elisha to check on her son and bring back life. So in that story, it says that he walked after her. So then wait, then shouldn't Elisha also be going straight to Gehenna too? Like, how did he do this? Ella, achar divra v'atzata. Rather, when we say walking after, what happened there? They were following her words and advice. Achanami achare divra v'atzata. So here too, he followed her words and advice, not literally following after. Manoch, father of Shimshon, a Amar. The Marvashi, the Ma'ad Amar, Rav Nachman, Manoch Amar. That's Haya. And what about the person who? And why does he say that Rav Nachman said that he's Amar? It's a Filu Beirav, Nami Lokra. Even so. Then wait, was he not? This is a problem because why is that? What was so bad about that one act? Didn't he read other psukim, right? Meaning from Rishit Tiv. V'atakam Rivkav Ratev Derekav Alagmalim V'tilefta Achar Ya'ish V'lo Lifnei Ya'ish. So, and why is Manoah considered to be so ignorant? Because you should have learned it out from the story of Rivka and her maidservants. They rode on their camels behind Evan Abraham, not in front of him. So, Amar V'yochman Acharei. Achare Ariv Lo Achare Isha. So Rabbi Yochanan says, better to walk behind a lion than walk behind a woman. Achare Isha Lo Achare Avodah Zarah. But better walk behind a woman than it is to walk behind a Avodah Zarah. Achare Avodah Zarah Lo Achare Bet Knesset B'Shah Shvi'at Pavlin. He says it's better to walk behind Avodah Zarah than it is to walk to the back of the shul, the back of synagogue during time of prayer. So one could say that this is simply because it's extremely rude, but Rashi says no, it's more because it basically seems like by doing so you are denying God's existence in an obvious fashion because everybody else is praying and you're not. So Amar B'Yirmia Ben Elazar Kolatan Hashanim Shaya Adam Risham Ben Indui Olid Ruchin V'Shedin V'Lili. So
Rabbi, just on the previous point, that would be a good. I don't know, think that's for people talking in shul. I am one of them. So if you're talking in shul and should be davening, you're denying God's existence. I speak of myself.
Could be.
It's Ella, so I'm getting into it.
So, yes. So be careful about where you walk behind. Okay, so now I'm talking about all of the years that, right, so basically, so after, immediately following So this is all the midrash that immediately following Adam Muhammad being kicked out of Gan Eden, he was basically he was ostracized from his wife and from everything else. So Kol Tahan Shanim Shaya Adam Rishon Bini Dui Holid Ruchi Meshedim Lili. He would give birth to spirits, demons, and female demons. Shema Brachi Adam Shoshim Lachanav Yolid Bidmuto Ketzalmo. Right, so it says that he lived for 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image, right? And that's shape, right? So he had your first son, he was basically, you know, year next to zero, almost zero. And then, right, that was, you know, kind of Hevel. And then, when he says shape, he says that now he finally gave birth to a son who looks like him. That means until now he didn't give birth to his own children. He gave birth to something else, meaning demons and spirits. Yeah. So main thing. Hayari Meir Omer. Adam Rishon Chasiv Gadol Haya. So the other problem is like, how are you saying that he's giving birth to all these weird demons and things? Like, what's going on? Adam Rishon Chasiv Gadol Haya. Means that they used that he was, you know, very pious individual. Kiva Shirah She Niknasa Mita Al Yado. Right? So why are you saying that he was giving birth to all these weird demons? He was a great pious man, and once he saw that he made a mistake and he got punished, what did he do? He sat down and fasted 130 years, and he did not sleep with his wife 130 years. And he only wore the fig leaf that he clothed him with, but then the sin for 30 years, reminded him of the sin. So like, how could he father demons? It's like said that he was saying that these were all caused by the semen that Amon Rishon had accidentally emitted, and that's what made these demons be created. Right, so then basically saying that Shechwaz Elamatella is what caused this, the sign of Shechwaz Elamatella, it's often, this is one of the examples where it is, where Chachamim are being overly harsh for a term, and it's important to differentiate between that and medical reality as well as philosophical reality, that Shechwaz Elamatella is not as bad as bringing demons into the world, or it says in other places, let's say in Nida, that's as if you flooded the world and destroyed it again, like the Mabul. A lot of these are statements simply to where Chazal are trying to say how, aren't necessarily observed to instruct people to train them not throw them aside. But it does not literally mean, as I mentioned before, about the if you happen to have looked at a woman once, you're not necessarily guaranteed to always go to hell. So the same thing would apply to this one as well. Okay. The Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar Mitzvah Shechel Shaladam Omer Mifanav V'Kulo Shalofanav. So you only praise somebody for a portion of how good they are in front of them, but you say when you give them all the praises not in front of them. Mitzvah Shechel Mifanav. So where do you see that you only give them part of the praises? D'Tziv V'Kiyot Chara Iti Tzadik Lifanai B'Dor Hazeh. So again, this narrative by Noach. So Shemtel Noach, that I see that you're righteous in front of me. You're the only righteous one. You are correct before me, right before me in this generation. But in fact, when he's not talking to him directly, he says even greater praise. Noach ish tzadik tamim haya b'dor hazeh. Says Noach was a righteous man, perfect of generations, meaning that and that he walked with God. So that's a much greater praise than simply stating that you are righteous. Like it's a much longer praise, because we don't want to give somebody the full praise in front of them. Amar Yirmiya ben Elazar Ma'ida Tivine Ale Zayit Terapafia. And by the Noah story, why is it when the dove comes back with a olive branch in its mouth? Amar Yonah Thinkers Baruchu Rabbanu Shalom Yumuz Zonotai Merurim Kazayit Musarin Biadecha Val Yum Tokim Gidvash Utsluya Bidei Vasavadam. Right, so basically, it's because the dove said, "I'd rather be free than have to be and bitter than be have to be fed by this human being." As it says later, root from me falsehood and feed me my allotted portion. Okay, so we are going to stop here, and we'll continue. And we'll continue here tomorrow with more. with more of these very very nice agatitas. Before getting back into the glory of ours again. So today we started talking about Pasi Biroa, how you would fix a well in order for you to be able to use it on Shabbat. I'll continue talking about the rest of the parak. And we also got into some interesting agatitas about Adam Arishon, and about Noach, as well as some advice for where and how you should be walking properly on the street. Okay. Anybody have any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
One quick question.
Please.
With the Pasi Biuros, so why are we more makel as far as allowing greater space than the other type of enclosures for instance, like a storage area or a corral?
That's an excellent question, which we'll hopefully get to as we get to on the park. It's because it's in order for it to be functional and used, right? So it's a unique kula just for it, just for the special nature of having access to water. For more details as to why and how, hopefully the Gemara will be addressing that, and hopefully I'll add more on the reasoning behind it as we get to that point.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye. Bye.
Okay.